You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For our latest Want to Know Idaho segment, this is where you ask the questions and then we investigate and get the answers for you. Well, this go around, we looked into a question that kind of stinks, and I mean that in a literal sense. Reporter Frankie Barnhill starts this story with a peek into her hard-hitting journalism.
Check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3. Okay, so I've heard this thing exists, but I'm not totally sure, so I'm going to consult the internet. Okay. Z-O-O-P-O-O. Enter. Yep, here it is. Zoodoo. The first search result is for the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. I'm going to click on it. Okay, this is what it says. Woodland Park Zoo's Zoodoo is the most exotic compost available in the Pacific Northwest. All the non-primate herbivore plant-eating animals are happy to do their part. These animals include giraffes, gazelles, hippos, and zebras, among others. Woodland Park Zoo composts approximately 625 tons of animal waste each year, saving over $90,000 per year in disposal costs. Wow, that's a lot of crap. I'm Frankie Barnhill, and no, I don't typically Google zoo poo as part of my reporting, but for this episode of Want to Know Idaho, I'll investigate an audience question that's scatological in nature. As always, that question came from you folks, so let's meet the podcast listener with poop on the brain.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
This is Colby Spath. We met up outside the gift shop at Zoo Boise. Now, brace yourself for his question.
Where does all the poo from the zoo go? And the reason I have this question is, I ride my bike past the zoo very often. And I've always thought about that question, but it's not something you can call the zoo up and say, hey, where does the poo go?
It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also kind of serious. You do have some serious aside to it as far as environmentally speaking. When you have a bunch of big animals in a confined space, what happens?
Anybody that goes backpacking around the great outdoors of Idaho wonders about clean water sources. So it's kind of a natural thing to think about if you're an outdoors person. And since the zoo is so close to the river, it's another thing to think about.
We're going to talk with a couple people inside, I think, here in just a second. But do you have any theories? Like, do you have any thoughts of what could be happening?
My big hope is it all goes to the new Boise compost program. And that'd be pretty awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, I think we can go in here. Let's just see if he's here. Hey, Harry.
Colby, Frankie.
Yes.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So you want to go out on grounds?
Oh,
yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. Thank you.
My name is Harry Peachy, and I'm the general curator here at Zoo Boise.
Okay. How long have you been at Zoo Boise?
I actually have only been here 4 months.
Okay.
I came in the middle of September, but I had worked at the Indianapolis Zoo and the Columbus Zoo prior to that. I was at the Columbus Zoo for almost 40 years.
Okay, so what is Harry's answer to Colby's question about what happens to the poop at the zoo?
In essence, we throw it away. So we put it into a dumpster and we have a company that hauls it away, and the next day we do it again.
So it's not really the most exciting of answers, but there's a reason Zoo Boise sends their animal waste to the landfill. We'll get to that in a second.
But there are other zoos that have found creative ways to deal with it.
Harry says Colby is right. Some zoos do make compost out of feces.
We did that at Columbus for a number of years. We would actually take it and haul it to local farmers who would use it. But actually, there were not enough farmers within a reasonable distance to handle it all. It's a load, if you'll pardon the pun there.
But composting only works at zoos with certain kinds of animals producing certain kinds of manure.
If you're talking about herbivores, obviously that's a great source for what will eventually become fertilizer. It's got all the components that you need. I mean, it's, you know, it's going back to where it came from.
He says large herbivores like elephants typically produce great sources of fertilizer, and they poop a lot. I should say here that Zoo Boise doesn't have elephants. The largest herbivore they have are giraffes. On the other end of the prodigious poop spectrum,
sloth doesn't defecate very often. So, you know, if we had a zoo full of sloths, it would be less of an issue.
When you say not very often?
A handful of times in a month. A handful of times in a year, actually.
Wow.
It depends on the species, but it is not a frequent occurrence.
No wonder they move so slow.
Well, they don't move very much, and the digestive process is very slow as well.
I might hate myself for using this sentence, but whose duty is it to make sure that everything is taken care of?
Okay, first of all, you're forgiven. I don't know how any of us could have resisted that.
Right?
All the keepers have to take the material that they collect to a dumpster. And what they will do is fill up a 30 or 55 gallon Rubbermaid trash can, put it on a cart, roll it to the dumpster. Sometimes they have to get help, you know, to hoist it to the dumpster, and then someone will come and pick it up.
How often then, I guess, is it going to the dump?
Our pickup is 4 times a week. There are other materials that go in there as well, so it's not all feces.
Is there anything about the zoo and the location where it is in Boise in relation to the river or anything like that? Are there any factors along with that that come into play?
That couldn't concept become an issue. It has not been an issue to the best of my knowledge, and I'll qualify that by saying I've only been here for 4 months. I know that there had been a concern about flooding in this area, a couple years ago, I guess?
Yes, big concern.
And certainly if that had happened, as they had projected, that would have been an issue. You know, that would be something they're concerned about. There are some zoos that it's not unusual for zoos to be located next to rivers or bodies of water, and if they do store their fecal material on site, you have to take that into consideration because it can end up in the water table, and that's not a good thing. People often refer to zoos as miniature cities because a larger zoo will have its own security department, a crew that takes care of the walkways, et cetera, and some zoos actually have a sewage filtration system.
Harry does have some advice for any aspiring zookeepers out there.
If you're going to work in a zoo, you don't find this offensive. It's not offensive to us. If you have trouble changing a baby's diaper, don't come and work at a zoo. If I can put it very simply. It's
sure.
Not a question we ask when we interview candidates, but maybe we will.
Thanks, Harry Peachy and Zoo Boise for the field trip. And thanks to audience member Colby Spath for the question. Oh, and for the third grade humor.
What's brown and sounds like a bell?
I don't know. What?
I give up.
Dung.
That's very good.
That's a good one. Okay, so now I'm looking for a new question to investigate. What have you always wanted to know about your community? Submit your question by going to boisestatepublicradio.org. You could be featured on the next episode of Wanna Know Idaho, a podcast from Boise State Public Radio. In the meantime, check out Boise music project Up Is the Down Is the, who produced our theme music. Word has it they have a brand new single out. Until next time, stay curious, Idaho.